The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service by the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. Now, here's today's show.
Hello, nonprofit community. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Kara Zimmerman, and thank you to Spirit of Giving Network for being our sponsor and able to show and highlight so many nonprofits in the community that are doing incredible work. If you've been listening in the past, you know that we love to highlight organizations that are doing great work in the community. And today we have a wonderful organization from West Palm Beach area called Compass. And we have Julie Seaver, who's been with Compass many years. Beautiful. And she was the director of development. Now she's the CFO for Compass. And Julie, thank you so much for coming today. I know you had a little car trouble and she still got here. That's dedication to talk about Compass. And I thank you for getting here and sharing. We have so many questions, but first just tell us, how you got involved and a little bit more background about Compass, if you would.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for your invitation to be here.
Yes.
Today. So it's really great to be here in sunny South Florida. I made it.
Thank you. I don't know. We have great weather every day, right?
We do.
You don't want to have a car problem somewhere. It's a good place to have a car problem.
That's right. That's right. Well, Compass is the LGBT Community Center of the Palm Beaches, which stands for the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Community. And we diminish stereotypes every day by challenging the longstanding misconceptions about the character of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. Our center is located in downtown Lake Worth, right in the central of Palm Beach County.
Wow. Okay. So easy to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a big sign on the building?
There is a big sign. Well, actually, it's our logo. You can't miss us. We're this bright blue building that looks like the ocean across from that fabulous Art Deco downtown Publix in Lake Worth. So the city of Lake Worth did a rainbow wrap of their cable light, like the traffic light box. And so we have a big rainbow out front at the corner next to the bus stop that drops people off right off of Route 1 in front of our center.
Wow. Well, where does the word compass encompass? Why did they call it Compass?
Well, Compass serves as a beacon and a directional focal point for many people living with HIV and AIDS, for coming out youth and families, and for LGBTQ individuals living here in Palm Beach County. But the story goes that a group of individuals from the originating Stop AIDS Project, that's what Compass started out as in 1988 at the height of the AIDS crisis. So a group of individuals and volunteers that were committed and passionate formed the community center called Compass.
Oh, okay. So it opened in 1988. That's usually how a nonprofit starts. It seems like somebody has a personal mission, something that happened to them and their family, or something they want to solve, and they find in the community that there's nothing to address that issue, and boom, a small grassroots group starts, a program to solve or promote that issue. And it sounds like that's what happened here.
That's absolutely correct. So we are right in Palm Beach County. From what I understand, our county has the most nonprofits than any other county in the United States.
We have a lot of nonprofits. We can probably do this show for another 10 years and highlight so many. But they're all doing, wonderful work. It's just amazing, like you said, how many. And with that said, does Compass collaborate with other nonprofits in Palm Beach County to serve this community? or are you pretty much a beacon unto yourself?
Well, each nonprofit has its own, and just like Compass, we cannot serve all people and be all things to all people. So I think not only Compass, but all nonprofits would do best if they collaborated with other organizations providing services. And so that is the crux of our mission, as being a focal point for community organizing. We depend on the other resources and services that are available to us in Palm Beach County. We're very lucky in that aspect.
Yeah, we do have wonderful resources. And how about the city of Lake Worth? I know you have a wonderful mayor. Do they support you? And
oh, absolutely. The city of Lake Worth, we actually have a very unique public-private partnership with the city of Lake Worth. In 2008, a community center was built for the seniors, the Mid-County Senior Center. So the building that Compass sits at now in downtown Lake Worth is next door to City Hall, and it is a city-owned building, and we are a 20-year low-rent lessee. So in 2008, Compass agreed to renovate, operate, and maintain the building for the next 20 years, as the city of Lake Worth at that time had no financial means or plans to upgrade and repair the community center. So it was very much in a blighted area.
Isn't that fantastic? You made, you know, lemonade out of lemons.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Oh, and help the city, help the community, be a focal point for the LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
And really kind of be an example, right? To be an example of what can happen with change.
Absolutely. So when we launched our capital campaign to move buildings, our existing collaborations proved to be very helpful, because we sold our building in downtown West Palm Beach to the Lord's Place. And so there's a thrift store there now. And that was another nonprofit that's doing great work to try to combat homelessness in Palm Beach County. So we still collaborate with them. Being in downtown Lake Worth, we're very centrally located for our clients and youth and families to be able to come together during the day. We're very much health and human services oriented. And then in the afternoon, when school lets out and people are getting out of work, it very much shifts into a community center feel in the evenings. So you really need to come and visit us. You would be amazed.
I really feel that I would. I need just to learn more about this community. You know, I think there's so much to learn and so much that I don't know. And so, like we were talking earlier, some confusion on the letters and the, you know, descriptions of what is, and it can be complicated.
Sure, of course.
You know, so part of what you do is educating the community on perhaps the issues that are around the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, and we kind of do that in a way of kind of like when you puree the vegetables in your kids' spaghetti sauce to sneak them in. We really serve all people, regardless of sexual orientation and gender identity. It's a state-of-the-art 14,000-square-foot facility, and we have two floors, and the entire downstairs floor is dedicated for our groups, activities, and serving our clients, whether they be living with HIV or if they're having coming out issues or gender identity issues. But we also serve as a home to other nonprofits or community organizations and groups that don't have a home. For instance, during any given weekday, you will see over 300 group meetings a year produced and hosted by the League of Women Voters meets in our building every single week. We also have groups that meet for the National Organization for Women. So it's not necessarily just for LGBT identifying people. It's for community organizations and partnerships that are LGBT inclusive and that are doing great work in this community and need a space to be able to meet and plan and organize and collaborate with other nonprofits and community groups.
I love that. I just was sitting here listening. So talk about a little bit about the families and the programs that you offer and maybe, you know, how that fits in with groups, with families.
So we host an array of health services, and we are really back to our roots from the very beginning in that we offer case management services for people that are living with HIV and AIDS. And that is not a gay disease. It affects all of us. And so we are able to help men, women, and children that are unfortunately still living but now thriving with HIV. We also have programs for HIV prevention, education, safe sex, and healthy relationships for all ages, youth and adults alike. And our youth and family services is comprised of several different programs. We have a youth drop-in center. And we also serve young adults. When we say youth, we're talking about people ages 29 and under. But of course, as I get older, that age creeps up there a little bit.
Please. Wow. I hear you.
Well, as you know, you're considered an adult at age 18. I have a young daughter myself. And so sometimes she's an adult. And sometimes she is much younger when it serves her correctly, but there's no funding. Once you're 18, you know, you're out there. That's a very critical age for young adults, you know, in a environment, in a world that just seems to be so crazy these days. So a lot of the youth and family services are through our teen outreach program. We're also in the high schools, so we go out to the schools now, and we're also providing services. We have help in the center for kids that might not go to public school, so we have a cyber center, and we are, I'm not sure if you've heard of FLVS, Florida Virtual Schools. We're an official FLVS site where we have 12 computers in a cyber center that are free for the community. And we also have homework help and a mentoring program funded through the United Way of Palm Beach County for our young people.
That's just probably just the tip of the iceberg, right, about what you do. That is a lot of outreach.
Sure.
And need.
Sure, there is a need. And we were talking earlier about the community's I don't want to use the word ignorance, but lack of understanding really about the trans community. And
Absolutely.
So we're very lucky that PFLAG, which is Parents and Friends of Lesbian Gays, it's a very old national organization. We have the regional director for the Southeast United States that utilizes Compass as their home for meeting space. So they meet twice a month in the center. Her name's Carol Benowitz, and there's so many people out there that know about Carol and the work that she's done in the community for as long as I've known her, and many years before that, in trying to find homes for LGBT youth that may have been kicked out of their homes for various reasons. And now she organizes a group meeting for family and parents, and sometimes grandparents nowadays are coming into the center. So she hosts that group for the parents and family of LGBT youth or young people struggling with sexual orientation and gender identity issues at the same time that the kids are meeting in the on the other side of the building in the youth drop-in center. So very youth and families oriented.
So do you see that with that program? It's called PFLAG. How else? Do you find that that program is, it sounds like it's easing a lot of family issues and bringing families together, maybe, as you said, lack of understanding or information?
Sure. Well, you can go on the internet and learn more about PFLAG and the organization. PFLAG isn't a Compass program, but we're very lucky that we have collaborated with the regional director and Carol here, that she hosts meetings and support groups. It's one of those peer-led programs that I was telling you about. So through collaboration with Planned Parenthood and United Way Mentoring Program and our Teen Outreach Program, you know, our youth services are restricted to the funding that we receive. And so you know all about that in the nonprofit world. So we were funded by the Children's Services Council for over 22 years. And that says really says something about having funding for an LGBT youth program back in the 90s. That funding started in 1992, and that was the beginning of our youth and family services. It was launched through with the help of the Children's Services Council of Palm Beach County.
Thank goodness for them.
And, absolutely.
Right. And where else does funding come? Is it through, you said, United Way donations as well?
Or? Oh, absolutely. So we are funded both federally, statewide, and locally. So our federal contracts for case management services for people who are living with HIV is through the Ryan White Care Act. I'm not sure if you remember the name Ryan White.
I do. Wasn't he on Oprah like years and years ago? I remember.
Yeah, I never saw that interview, but you know, his story is always going to continue to live on, and he really brought a face to HIV and
he
AIDS.
He did, didn't he? He was like, how old was he when he was young?
He was very young, and I believe he was, it was in Indiana, so.
That's right, yeah. That's right. So interesting. Well, I know we'll come right back. We have a quick commercial with some more stories and information about this unique, incredible organization, Compass. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
Oh, the book lover's heart. It's too healthy for words.
And the nature lover's heart, it flies high with the birds.
But the heart of someone with pulmonary hypertension, often misdiagnosed as asthma, is unbearably stressed and can fail. At the Pulmonary Hypertension Association, we want PH patients to have
a heart that is strong for a life rich and long.
We're putting our heart into finding a cure. Learn more at phassociation.org. That's phassociation.org.
Swimming pools can be lots of fun, but they can be dangerous too, especially for young children. Always practice simple safety steps to prevent tragedies. Fence all pools, teach kids to swim, and always watch them around water.
No horseplay.
Simple steps save lives. To learn new life-saving steps, visit poolsafely.gov. A public service message from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Welcome back, community. We're here with Julie Seaver of Compass, and we were talking about some of the funding areas, and we want to bring up more about funding and how the community can help. And you must have, I'm sure, many things coming up that you want to tell us about, right, Julie?
Sure. Well, of course, we're very grateful for the support from our foundations and our private contributors, and we're really excited in that this past year, Compass was chosen as 7 beneficiaries of the Smart Ride. And the Smart Ride is a 2-day, 165-mile ride, bicycle ride, from Miami to Key West. And we're so excited to be a part of it. It was our first year returning as a beneficiary of the Smart Ride last November. And so right now, we are recruiting volunteers as crew members, as well as riders, to go down to the Keys with us this November and
so
do 165 miles to raise money for HIV and AIDS.
Well, how many years have you been doing this, and what kind of money does it raise? It sounds like a big amazing feat. Go from Miami to Key West on your bike.
The Smart Ride is amazing. It attracts about 500 participants with every year. It's not a race. It's just a ride. And we touched so many people last year. Close to 10,000 people donated to the Smart Ride efforts, and that's quite an impact. Riders and crew range from 18 to 73 years old, and whether you ride or crew or you choose to sponsor or donate, the Smart Ride really makes a difference in raising awareness in the fight against HIV and AIDS, and we're really proud to be a part of it.
Oh, so how can the community become a part of that? Who do they call, and or if they don't want to just donate or become a part of that ride?
Absolutely. They can call me, or they can call one of the great staff members or the volunteers at Compass, and we can direct you, or you can also go to our website, and we have a page dedicated to the Smart Ride and other different opportunities, whether it be volunteering or becoming a member of Compass and contributing to our programs and initiatives that are not funded by grants and contracts.
Wonderful. And what is that website and phone number?
The phone number is 561-533-9699. It's the same phone number. Next year will be our 30-year anniversary of providing direct services to the LGBT community. So,
30 years.
Yeah, so
wow.
That phone number's been a long time. And then the website is www.compassglcc.com.
Wonderful. And how else can the community help? I really feel strongly that the work that you do, and just in terms of family outreach, being in the schools, education is so impressive. And how can we help? Maybe someone's listening now that might be struggling with coming out, or a family not knowing how to handle that.
Sure.
You know, that issue, it seems to be pretty huge. So,
well, we have so many groups, both peer-led and staff-led groups. And we're always looking for volunteers to help direct people into resources around our center, special projects. And we have many community center events and activities. Because we continue to be the only LGBTQ service provider that provides direct services to the community. And we are the only LGBT agency that is enrolled in the upcoming United Way's Great Give campaign, which is on May 17th. So that's a great way to, it's one day of online fundraising benefiting charities in Martin and Palm Beach County. So we're participating, so you can plan to see our request and ask for your generosity on May 17th.
That Great Give is amazing. I wonder, last year, I know they raised like a record amount.
Yeah.
Do you remember what
every
the
year,
was?
Every like, year, I think it was close to $3 million.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a great idea, one time, just to get the whole community around the idea of giving. And the list, you know, you can just pick where you want to give. And thank you, United Way, for that, and for Compass to be a recipient of
absolutely
the Great Give. And there's, what was this, the black and white ball?
So our upcoming Stonewall black and white ball, that is going to be our 16th year. It's at the downtown West Palm Harriet Himmel Theater every single year. And Stonewall was set up from the Stonewall riots in 1969. And so our annual Stonewall Black and White Ball gets together all of our constituents and community members, along with our elected and appointed officials. And we get to celebrate the history and the accomplishments of the LGBT community. You can get tickets now. That's going to be Saturday, June 24th, and the tickets are available online on our website. And I'm really excited about our upcoming 5th annual Youth Equality Prom. That's coming up on May 26th.
That sounds awesome.
So whoa. I need to tell you that while we have wonderful support from Palm Beach County School District and so many amazing teachers that are working for all of our kids here in Palm Beach County, There are still several youth that don't attend public high school due to bullying, whether it be their sexual orientation or gender identity. So they are either homeschooled or they go through Florida virtual school. And so they wouldn't know what rites of passage like prom and graduation are because they don't go to public school. So we created this event that we are always looking for sponsors to fund prom and our lavender graduation. And right now we're recruiting volunteers, hairstyle, and makeup folks to get the kids ready that Friday afternoon on May 26th. So we're always looking for volunteers that can offer their skills and provide services to the different, not only community center activities, but activities and outreach events that we do outside of the center. So, we're everywhere.
Oh, my God. Is the prom, this one that you just mentioned, is that at the center? Or
it is. Okay. Last year, we had over 150 kids and over 27 different high schools were represented. So we're really excited to see. They choose their, they have a prom committee. They choose their theme. So this year they wanted an under the sea theme and beautiful. They can wear what they want and they can bring whoever they want. And it's all chaperoned properly. But it's pretty fantastic. Fun to watch them roll up in a limousine and they choose your prom over their high school prom.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Julie. This was very informative. And Compass, thank you for the great work that you do.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service of the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. And tune in again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.